Finally, today, we want to introduce you to Charlie Crockett.
Here am I, all alone again. Here am I, all alone again.
Now, you've probably heard of the last name. Charlie Crockett traces his ancestry back to the one and only Davy Crockett. So we note that, but let's put that aside for a moment, because Charlie Crockett is making a name for himself on his own right now by blurring the lines of traditional blues, jazz, country, and gospel music. His latest album, Lil GL's Blue Bonanza, pays tribute to some of the greats, and he joins us now from Oklahoma City, where he's on tour. Charlie, welcome.
Hey, Brother Don. Thank you kindly for having me.
Glad to have you here. So you've got this album out. It's your second one this year. You're on tour. There's big stage, bright lights, all of that. But it wasn't all that long ago that you were playing on the streets in New Orleans and in the subways in New York City. Take us back to those early days for you. Did you have a place to live? Were you going to maybe a boring part-time job during the day and playing music on the streets?
Because that's heck, I didn't have no place to live. That's how I was just playing on a street corner and squatting in warehouses and riding trains, and you know, I did that for upwards of a decade.
So the cliche is that that's the part of your career where you were paying your dues. But I'm wondering, what did you learn musically?
Oh, man. I mean, it's everything I do. You know, I really learned everything by playing for change out of a guitar case. And I really mean it. The only thing that's really changed is the politics, and I have more responsibility. But everything that I'm doing on stage was all street antics. You know, I learned how to talk to people. I learned how to keep them there. I learned how to ask for money. I learned how to move spots if that spot wasn't working. I learned to throw out the songs that wouldn't get people's attention. And one of the things that I really learned about myself is I found traditional music.
So this new album, it's your take on some blues classics, some of these songs that you're talking about. What were you hoping to convey with these particular songs and your interpretations of them?
You know, they've called me a stylistic chameleon, and while I like the way that sounds, people find me hard to pin down. And that's something that I've had to move forward knowing that that was the case, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to put down the blues to play country. I don't want to put down country music to play the blues. I want to do it together. And as a street guy, I never saw that music divided up. But, you know, speaking of that music, why'd I do it? That first song of mine that you just played, well, I learned that off of Ray Charles.
That's Here Am I.
And Here Am I, yeah. And that's an obscure cut of his that wasn't even a hit, but it's one of the greatest songs I ever heard the man do. His whole life, he refused to be categorized. You cannot categorize the man. Mm-hmm. He is soul. He is jazz. He's blues. He's country. And that's that thing to me. I don't know how to separate that music.
I want to highlight a couple of songs on this CD. Two very different songs from very different songwriters. Let's take a listen first to your version of How I Got to Memphis.
If you love somebody enough, follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
So that's an old Tom T. Hall song. That's How I Got to Memphis. He's one of those classic country songwriters of the 60s and 70s. Let's just hear Tom T. Hall's version really quickly.
If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
What is it about that song and Tom T. Hall's writing that draws you in?
Well, just playing them side by side, number one, it's obvious the man got me beat, which is why I'm such a huge fan. So last year I was up for an Ameripolitan Award, and they was doing a showcase the night before the ceremony at Blues City right there. And I went in there that night with my lady, watched a bunch of amazing artists get on stage that night. And then right near the end of the night, another Texan, who to me is probably the greatest unsung living honky-tonker in the world is a man by the name of James Hand. And he got up on stage at the end of the night, and he called that song, and it just came in. And he started singing that song, and he had tears in his eyes, and I was overcome by the power of the song. And I went back to Graceland that night, and you can ask my girl, I drove her crazy. I played that song 200 times in a row until I had it down. I didn't go to sleep until I learned it. And I started performing it the next day. And that started me down the road of Tom T. Hall.
Let's switch it up now and hear some Chicago blues and the great Jimmy Reed, born in 1925 on the Mississippi Delta.
Don't even got to hear him sing, you know who that is.
Lights, Big City, 1961. We heard you react, but tell us about that song and what speaks to you.
Oh man, it's the oldest story ever told, you know, in the time of man. You know, is that story he's saying there? Bright lights, big city, went to my baby's head. Well, you know, it went to his head too.
And we'll hear a little bit of you singing it here.
Little darling, you're gonna need my help someday. You're gonna wish that you'd listen to some of them things out there.
So, Charlie Crockett, living side by side on your new record, we have these two very different writers. We have Tom T. Hall from Nashville. We have Jimmy Reed, the great bluesman. But they live really comfortably.
I guess that's my whole bag. What I'm trying to say is that that's why sometimes I'm always so surprised by, you know, maybe the divide that can be seen between what is considered blues music or country, because I just don't hear much of a difference. With a Jimmy Reed song, there's something that's so happy about it. In its sorrow, you know, there's something about it that's so warm.
Bright light, fix it up. All up in my darling head. I hope that you remember some of them things I said.
I understand you're talking to us just before you take a bit of a break to deal with some health issues. Doctors discovered a heart condition that's going to keep you off the road for a bit.
Yeah, man. So what happened with me is I was born with a congenital heart disease called Wolff-Parkinson's White that I was aware of from birth. You know, I died a couple times when I was born, and they brought me back, and it had to do with these electrical issues in my heart. But then I overcame that and have been, you know, strong throughout my life. But when I was overseas, I had a hernia, and I was dealing with it for years. You know, I had never had health insurance as an adult. And you know, you don't need health insurance till you do. I got a little money, you know, these last couple years, torn real hard. And I had my hernia was starting to bother me on stage. It had been 7 years. And so I went in to see the doc about getting a surgery down there in Austin. They asked if you got any condition. I went ahead and wrote down Wolff-Parkinson's White. The creator stepped in and saved me, because when I wrote that down, the surgeon for the hernia sent me to a cardiologist to get cleared for surgery, because it turns out people with Wolff-Parkinson's White need to get the clearance because of the risk of the anesthetic. And they sent me over there, and I got pictures of my heart taken, and it turned out that I've been living my whole life missing one of my three valves. You got valves over the top of your heart that go in and out of there. And that's caused my heart to increase in size. And it's a scary thing to be thinking about. I feel too young, you know, to be dealing with this. But at the same time, had I not had that hernia, it's the strangest thing, man. If I had not had that hernia, what most likely would have happened and what those doctors told me is that I'd have been looking at heart failure that I wouldn't have seen coming within the next 12 months.
Well, we thank you for sharing that. And we wish you well and rest and speedy recovery through all of that.
Well, you know what, man? I've been able to take nothing and turn it into something. And that type of adversity just makes a person stronger. And I'm honestly, you know, I'm grateful. You know, I really am seeing it. I feel blessed that that I even know about it.
Let's end with your take on a big 1970s hit from Danny O'Keefe. It's called Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Everybody's gone away. Leave their gone, it's time to stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town.
I feel like musically, I want to speak to people that I otherwise wouldn't be able to draw in close to me, you know? And I feel like that about life, you know, that if you're only speaking to people that already agree with you, what are you really doing, you know? And I'm trying to do that with my music. And I guess Good Time Charlie's, it just, you know, and just the clock struck, you know, midnight right on that song for me, and I fell in love with it. You know, of course, it had my name in it. And by the time we cut the song and it came out and I was going through all this medical stuff, it just meant even more.
Good time Charlie's got the blues.
That's Charlie Crockett. His new album, Lil GL's Blue Bonanza, is out now. He's wrapping up his 2018 tour. Charlie Crockett, thanks and best of luck to you.
I so appreciate you fellas for having me, and I hope you'll come and see a show, and I'll be twice as good if you do.
I think we'll do that.
Come on.
All right.